This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body-spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Let's go ahead and take a few opening moments to become present with ourselves and to become present with this journey of self-discovery and transformation. Now, you may be thinking, what is she talking about? Self-discovery, transformation? I just want to lose a few pounds. Just get on with it and tell me what I should eat and how to do it. And I hear you. After all, we know exactly what we need to do. It's eat less and move more. And what we eat should probably be healthy. Yeah, we know that too. And we should exercise in ways that are good for us and make us stronger and fitter and more flexible. Where's the mystery, huh? The mystery is in the how to get yourself to do it in a sustainable way. Come on, if you're listening to this podcast, it's very likely that you have made multiple attempts at weight loss and you have been up and down the scale a time or two. Or maybe you're just frustrated because no matter what you do, it just doesn't work in a lasting way. I hear you because I've been there. I was a binge eater. I was overweight and I've actually maintained my weight loss for over 20 years. And I, too, thought for the longest time that it was just a matter of getting control of myself, of having some self-discipline. Boy, was I wrong. Discipline actually drove me in the opposite direction. The more I tried to control myself, the more I binged, the more out of control I became. Now, that's a problem when the cure actually makes the problem worse. And the funniest thing is that we just don't figure that out. We just keep doing it again and again and again. That's what I did. I did it over and over and over again. I thought, well, it didn't work, so I must have to do it more or better or harder. I'll just figure it out if I keep on trying. And my binges got more out of control, and my weight went up, and my weight went down, and it just got worse and worse and worse until I started approaching it from a different direction in a new way. And that's really what Inside Out Weight Loss is all about. It's about this new way that I discovered in my own journey and then began to study deeply what precisely it was that gave me the kind of peace and freedom I was truly so hungry for. I studied and studied and I broke it down into very specific steps and tools that I teach you in this program. And what the heck does that have to do with the journey of self-discovery and transformation? Okay, I'm going a little out there here, guys, but bear with me. I think that our hunger for food, our cravings, our compulsions are actually the signs of a deep pain that we feel. Perhaps it's a deep loneliness, perhaps it's fear, perhaps it's a feeling or a belief that we are not worthy of taking great care of ourselves. And if that's the case, if overeating isn't just a matter of having too much tasty food available too much of the time, if it actually goes deeper than that, if there's an emotional component to that, or even a deeper component to that, perhaps a feeling of disconnection or spiritual hunger, then that suggests that by addressing the underlying causes of your weight struggle in a way that is holistic, in a way that is truly deeply healing, that leaves you not just slimmer, but fuller inside as well, then releasing those cravings, releasing those desires to overeat or underexercise could in fact have a byproduct of transformation, a byproduct of helping you out in all sorts of other areas of your life. I mean, let's look at it really simplistically. If you lack confidence because of your weight or because of the pain you have, and you gain confidence in who you are, You stand straighter and taller. You feel good about yourself, centered and confident. Maybe you slip in a little strutting around from time to time. Only if you want to, of course. What area of your life would not benefit from that? Really, think about it. What area of your life would not benefit from more confidence? So that's what I'm talking about, transformation, about self-discovery, because the benefits of making this kind of deep and lasting change go way beyond swimsuit season and spread to the fullness of your life. Let's take those moments to really become present with ourselves. I'd like to share with you a bliss trip, courtesy of my friend Kirsten Showquist of blisstrips.com. Clear a path for the moment to happen. Think of that circumstance you desire in your life, an event or incident that will help you move to the next level of your growth. Breathe in deeply and see the pathway from here to there. If it's cluttered with things that will get in your way, let your every exhalation clear the debris. Breathe and focus. Breathe and focus. And notice the pathway taking on a luminous glow. Even the rocks become stepping stones to your desires. Silent guardians showing you the way. And with that, open up and invite in whatever will benefit you most in today's episode of Inside Out Weight Loss. Today I want to talk to you about a question that comes up for a lot of people that I work with. And that question is, what happens when your friends or your family gets in the way of your progress? Of course, it's not supposed to happen like this, is it? Your friends and family are supposed to want the very best for you. They're supposed to want you to be happy. But sometimes it doesn't quite work out that way, does it? Sometimes those closest to us are actually the ones who seem to be sabotaging our success. We say we've lost a few pounds and the next thing you know, the home-baked goodies start appearing, huh? What is that about? Or they'll say, oh, you look too skinny now and you're only a few pounds down and you've got more to go. And the reality is you're not too skinny, you just look different. Do we just ignore them? Do we write them out of our lives? We can probably get away with that for some of our friends, but with our family, it becomes kind of a sticky situation. What is an inside-outer to do? And I'd actually like to share with you some stories of recent clients of mine to give you an idea of what they did and how they could navigate those situations. Because, you know, let me admit my bias here. I'd rather see families together than apart, if it's possible. If there's any way that a family relationship can be healed and repaired and become closer as a result of this journey, I am all for it. Definitely the way to go. And by the way that it usually 99% of the time works out for my clients. Actually, all this is making me think that I'd like to do another episode on some powerful techniques to make your romantic relationship stronger. So first, I'd like to talk to you about Cecilia. Cecilia's mother was always very concerned about her. And even as a young child, her mother would say to her, oh, I worry about you because, well, at that time, she was actually too thin. She ended up being a very tall and slim young woman. And her parents would say to her, oh, my gosh, you're too thin. I worry about you. You're too tall. There was always this undertone of, I'm worried about you. Later, in her 20s or 30s, when she actually gained weight and became overweight, now the same message came out, but in a slightly different context. It was, I worry about you because you're too fat. So one way or the other, she was always being worried about. Now, what do you think that made her come to believe about herself as a young child, that she was always being worried about? The subconscious decision that her younger self came to, that she was never actually aware of consciously, but it was always at work in her life, was that there was something inherently wrong with her and that she caused other people pain. That the way she was, there was something about her, about the way she was without having done anything, just the way she happened to be, caused other people pain and worry. And so she concluded, therefore, that it was her job to make them happy. So she absolutely dedicated herself to this and became pretty good at it. She was constantly compensating for the fact that something about her nature made them sad, so she was doing all of these extraordinary things and really just knocking herself out to make them happy. The message being, the belief being, that she was responsible for their happiness or their pain. Are you thinking what I'm thinking here? That seems like a lot of work and effort, doesn't it? You thought losing weight was hard work. Yeah, well, try keeping the world happy. It's exhausting. So there are actually two beliefs here. One is that there was something wrong with her, and the other was that it was therefore her job, her responsibility, to make other people happy. So the first thing that we changed was this belief that there was something inherently wrong with her. And it's amazing to me how incredibly common this belief truly is. In fact, often being overweight becomes just a symptom of that belief. In other words, because my body's not perfect, there's something wrong with me. Or there's something wrong with me, that's why my body is not perfect. So how did we go about changing that belief? We used EFT, the emotional freedom technique, which I go over in episodes 41 and 2 and 3, something like that. And EFT involves tapping on certain meridian points in the body while bringing up the negative emotion. It's a technique that's actually making inroads into the conventional medical community, which is pretty darn exciting, I have to say. And we used phrasing like this: even though there's something deeply wrong with me, even though I cause other people pain just by being who I am, I'm letting that go. I'm choosing to forgive myself and others because I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And in EFT, you want to bring up all the force of the emotion when you're saying the negative phrases, because it's only by bringing up this emotion and the pain that we can completely and deeply release it. And notice on the positive side of that statement, we said on the negative side, even though I cause other people pain, even though there's something wrong with me, I deeply forgive myself. Now, I also did some episodes on forgiveness, which is such a key concept, especially forgiving ourselves, which requires the humility to accept the fact that we are all flawed. We are all utterly imperfect, perfectly imperfect, as a matter of fact. And we're just doing the best we can. Sometimes it feels like fumbling along. I can tell you it does for me. But sometimes a fumble is the best that we can do. And so we forgive ourselves. Forgiveness is the first step to self-acceptance. And self-acceptance, by the way, is the first step to self-love. I was talking to an addictions counselor the other day, and he said he has a client who just cannot, no matter what he does, look in the mirror and say to himself, "I love you." He just can't do it. And I said, well, I guess I'm not surprised that he can't do that, because if you're coming from a place of self-hatred, self-love seems light years away. It seems like a huge leap. So if you like the idea of loving yourself, and it's a fine idea, but you can't even imagine getting there, start with forgiving yourself. Just make a mantra out of it. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And then move to, I accept myself. I accept myself. I accept myself. And after a while, when you really feel you got it with the acceptance, then you can begin to think about, you can try out, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. That's one of the things to know about affirmations, is that if you come up with an affirmation that is too far from reality to be believable and that actually causes you to have a negative emotional reaction to it, then you're not going to get anywhere with it. You want to start out with an affirmation which is just far enough away from your current reality, or just a shift in your perception of your current reality, so that it actually evokes a positive feeling. If it doesn't evoke a positive feeling, then you're actually causing more harm than good. The positive feeling is what's really powerful in affirmations. So try that. Spend a day just repeating to yourself, I forgive myself, I forgive myself, I forgive myself. And notice how you feel at the end of the day. Now, another client of mine, we'll call her Ruth, wanted to feel connected to her mother. She's a young adult, and she really loves her mother and wants to feel connected with her. But every time that she begins to lose weight, her mother seems to pull out all the food. It's almost as if, in fact, her mother doesn't want her to succeed. And she said to me, this client of mine, Ruth, that she feels like her mother actually gets jealous or upset if she perceives that her daughter is becoming more successful or healthier or happier or wealthier than she is. The mom gets scared when the daughter does well. And my client felt that this was because it made her feel inadequate or inferior. Whereas when they were both kind of slumming around feeling bad together, then she didn't have to reflect on the way she was. As they say, misery loves company. Well, this was actually holding my client back. It was preventing her from being able to really just put herself in that place, being an open channel for her intention of becoming slim and successful to come true. And of course, none of this stuff from her mother was overt. It was all said through intonation and inference and kind of subtle comments. But the message was really clear. I don't want you to succeed. I don't want you to be slimmer or happier or more successful or richer than I am, because it'll make me feel bad about herself. So it ended up being that Ruth, being slimmer, losing weight and being the way she wanted to be, meant hurting her mother. Well, that's really a bummer. We don't want things in the way. We don't want negative consequences of getting what we want. The more negative consequences there are of getting what we want, the less likely we will get it and the more of a struggle it will be. Got that? So if weight loss is a struggle for you, it's because there are a lot of negative consequences associated with getting what you want. So here again, my client Ruth felt that she was responsible for her mother's happiness. Her mother's happiness depended on what she did. So that's a commonality between these two clients. Cecilia felt responsible for other people's happiness, and Ruth felt responsible for her mother's happiness. Well, from one perspective, you might say, well, that's kind of nice. These women are being very selfless. They're being very considerate. But what's the consequences? The consequences are that many people are not living up to their potential. So only one person in this world can be responsible for your happiness, one at a time. That's kind of a rule I've noticed, that only one person can be responsible for one thing. Shared responsibility doesn't work so well, especially between people. It gets messy. You know, like in a roommate situation, if nobody's assigned responsibility for keeping the refrigerator clean, it's going to be messy. And if there's shared responsibility, it has to be clearly delineated, and only one person can have responsibility for one piece at a time. So that's how it works with happiness, too. Only one person. Either Ruth is responsible for her mother's happiness, or her mother is responsible for her happiness. So right now, or up until now, it's been Ruth who's taken that responsibility. The problem is that her mother, no matter what Ruth's done, she's gotten more and more overweight and she's had her own struggles, and it doesn't actually make her mother happier for her to get more overweight. In fact, it doesn't make her mother happier for her to stay overweight. Her mother's miserable anyway. So it's not working so well. And even my client, who was pretty good at making other people happy, didn't provide a lasting happiness. Maybe she provided momentary happiness, and maybe she even distracted them from taking responsibility for their own lives and making the changes that they might have needed to make. Same thing for Ruth's mom, huh? That Rachel taking on this mantle of responsibility for her mother's happiness effectively prevents her mother from taking her own responsibility and actually facing the fact that she's not happy and making a choice to make changes. Because here's the next piece. There's only one person in the entire universe who can make you happy. Only one. And it is not your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, mother, father, sister, brother, or a movie star. No, none of those people can make you happy. There's only one person. You want to take a guess who it is? I know you got this one. It's you. So ask yourself that question. If you are taking responsibility for someone else's happiness, or if you've given responsibility for your own happiness to somebody else, ask yourself, how's that working out for you? Is the other person happier as a result? Does it work? Just notice, does it really work in a lasting way? And on the next episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, we'll go in to how to untangle and unenmesh yourself from those tricky situations where the responsibility is all confused, freeing you to be your best self. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. To become more involved in Inside Out Weight Loss and the Inside Out Weight Loss community, visit my blog at personallifemedia.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. Post a comment, tell us what's going on for you. You'll find links there to the Inside Out Weight Loss Yahoo group, a vibrant, positive, and supportive community that's completely user-run and, by the way, free of charge, available for you. Also, you'll notice some of the ads on my blog look like Personal Life Media products. You'll find links to some great products to further your personal development there as well at personallifemedia.com/Renee. There's also a link there to the Inside Out Weight Loss page, show page, where you can find transcripts to this show. Oh yeah, and if you have a question or comment, I'd love to hear it. Call 206-350-5333. 206-350-5333. Let me know how Inside Out Weight Loss has changed your life. I may play your question or comment on the air. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.